Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Certainly glad to be back in God's house.
Amen.
Be back behind the pulpit whose pastor still has plenty of salt about him. Amen. He still is not afraid to get up and preach what thus saith the Lord and step on some toes. I'm humbled by you, brother. I really am. Look up to you a lot. Look, appreciate this church, the love it always has for us and the family, the support and prayers. But most of all, appreciate the Lord being here.
Amen.
If he wasn't here, we might as well just pack up and go on home right now.
Right.
It'd be all in vain.
Yep.
Unless the Spirit of the Holy One come down. He's done met with us here tonight.
Amen.
And I tell you, as an evangelist, it's pretty hard sitting back listening to some fine singing. As we've heard tonight, I don't get up to preach for a long time. I feel like a Coke bottle. I say it a lot. I get shook up real good. And you get behind a pulpit, it's like the Lord just loosed a little bit of time. He's rearing back and ready to go. But God's just saying, just hold on just a little bit. There's time and purpose for everything.
Yeah.
But I sure love the Lord. Thank God I'm saved.
Amen.
And as it's already been said, be praying for my family. I tell you, I do feel plumb handicapped without them. But I realize tonight that my hope comes and my help comes from the Lord. My wife does a lot of things for me, but she never saves me. Amen. And I know my help comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And him alone.
That's right.
If you got your Bibles, I won't be very long tonight. I'll try to get you out of here by 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. Amen there. Now, I just got a few verses that God laid on my heart, a few points to hit on tonight. I invite you to turn to the book of Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 17. And I got one more scripture we're going to read while we're standing, and that's going to be found over in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1. I know us churchgoers know that verse very well. And just to add to the start of the service, I didn't talk to a pastor what I was going to preach on tonight. In fact, I prayed very hard about it, and he's hit on this faithfulness. And I tell you, God loves a faithful servant. And I think he rewards those who are faithful to him. And I tell you,
yes.
God's never left me down, not one time in a whole.
That's right.
I've relied on him through everything in my life, preacher. He has never turned his back on me.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's never left me comfortless. He's never left me wanting nothing except for more of him and less of me. And for that, I'm so grateful. I can always find a friend in Jesus.
Amen.
You know, let me say this real quick before we get into preaching. You know, we're coming up on one of the most magical times of the year, the birth of our Savior as we celebrate. And sure, we have received some fine gifts. And I was thinking last week some of my greatest gifts that I've received as far as wrapped under a tree. And sure, you know, I remember one time my daddy bought me a Browning 270. I got a 3x9 telescope or something. Thing. It's just a pretty gun. I love shooting it. But eventually I'm going to run out of bullets. The toys and games you bring your kids, eventually the batteries are going to run down. They're going to go outdated. The clothes you have that someone's purchased for you, eventually they're going to have holes in them. They're going to wear out. But can I tell you the greatest gift of all that I've ever received tonight?
Yeah.
Didn't come
Amen.
Under a tree. Amen.
Amen.
It come from Jesus. Salvation has never wore out. Not one there bit.
Right.
Ain't nobody's going to run down. Amen. It ain't ever get tore, ripped, and stressed, done away with. It ain't ever going to run out of bullets. Amen. It's never going to lose its fire. Amen.
Right.
And so for that very reason, I'm thankful for that gift of salvation. Excuse me for a moment. Romans chapter number 1. Verse number 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And if you would, turn over to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Look down to verse number 6, if you will. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious word that you've given us tonight, Lord. God, I know and realize I can't, but you can tonight. Lord, we stand in need of your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, to be made known amongst us. I thank you, Lord, for the songs that have been lifted up on high. And we thank you for what you're going to do here tonight. I pray for all his requests. I pray for my sweet wife at home. Again, to touch her. And Lord, just be this great nation, God, as a whole. We know we live in fear of this COVID. But God, the greatest fear is this country is going away further from you as we see each and every day. I pray that you do what all you can do to bring them back to you. And Lord, have your way. Open up our hearts. We pray for fertile ground this seed would be sown upon. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we love you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Faith.
Listen, Lord.
I have to say for myself, I have taken very lightly in my Christian life. And I know if I have, some of you all more than likely have too. I think the Bible talks about six different types of faith as you study the Word. We're going to cover three of them tonight with God's help. I know there's a lot more we can cover on them, but I'm going to give you what God's laid on my heart. And may He give the increase, little much of God's in it. Amen there. And so I want to look at, first of all, saving faith. The brother alluded to it a second ago in the book of 1 John. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. And I want to tell you right off the bat, if you have never trusted in Jesus as your personal Savior, you have no faith at all. You have no hope and nothing at all. You think you might, but in reality, you have no ounce of faith at all. It will fail you time and again. I can promise you, not just as a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ, but as a saved Christian, He has never let me down, not one nary time. And it's not just because of what anything that I've done for Him, but of all of what He has done for me. If you've God help us not to forget about our saving faith. I tell you, if you get in this walk of life, you'll start thinking yourself, you've got it all figured out, you can do everything on your own. Amen. And eventually you'll find yourself somewhere stuck between a rock and a hard place. Amen. Right there. I've been there. And I started feeling kind of empty within myself and think, why in the world has God forsaken me? Amen. No, but inside of me, God has never forsaken me, but I have forsook Him quite a few times, brother preacher. And so we lose sight of His saving faith. And I want to tell you what God has given me tonight. A saving faith is trusting in Christ alone for salvation. We hear just a few moments ago about a lot of different religions, amen, and the people have put their trust in, trying to follow after, pursue after, put their trust in, amen, trying to follow after each other that worship some other kind of lowercase God, someone that's not important. Some of it's all Satan, amen, trying to cast out their lies and get people further away from God, amen, trying to make them to think within themselves, hey, we've got it all figured out. Thank God tonight that my faith is not in some statue. Amen. It's not in some piece of cloth. Amen. It's not in my church membership. Amen. It's not in my marriage. It ain't in my car. It's not in my job. My faith is in nothing less than Jesus Christ, His righteousness tonight. And my friend, if you don't have the saving faith I'm talking about, amen, you have not because you asked not. And so I want to tell you, there is a saving faith that it all has to start with right there. I go back and sometimes, Brother Tommy, to the night when I received Christ as my personal Savior, I remember that ounce of faith. I had nothing in the world to offer the King of Glory. I did not know the words to say. I didn't have a big fancy prayer. But one thing I did realize is I was lost and hellbound without God. Amen. And I needed a Savior. I loved it going back to the time to when I realized what faith begin to do and begin to minister inside my heart and realize I need Jesus at this very hour. My friend, listen to me. If you've been saved, if you're lost today, you need Jesus at this very day and hour to help you stand this walk of life. God, help us not to lose faith of the saving, lose sight of the saving faith of what God has brought you from. Yep. You know where you was at when God saved you. You know what you smelled like. You know what you did. You know the thought that you had. You know the words that's coming out of your mouth. You remember the friend that you had. It was that saving faith, amen, that gives you eyes, that gives you hope, amen, to keep pressing on this walk of life. God, help us not to lose sight of a saving faith. Trusting in Christ alone for salvation. Brother Tommy, I love you, brother, and I know sometimes you might let me down, not on purpose, but we can rely on Jesus. Amen. He is the author and finisher of our faith tonight. Amen for that. It's not made of man. It's made of Jesus. Trusting in Christ alone for salvation. Then you have justifying faith. Amen. And that just simply means trusting God has made us righteous. Has set us free. And the Bible says if you're free, you're free indeed. Amen for that. Thank God today for the gift of salvation and Him justifying. I tell you, you get caught up in this walk of life when you think, well, I'm just a flesh and blood man. I can go out and live like hell and it'll be okay. I can ask for forgiveness for this after a while. It does not work that way, my friend. If you have been born again, I've said it here many times. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. You cannot be profitable at living in sin. Because you see what happens, amen, is when you receive Christ as your personal Savior, amen, He gives you something called the Holy Ghost of God. Yeah. It begins to teach you and minister to your heart the things of God, amen. Yeah. And so He justifies you and cleanses you and sets you free, amen.
Right.
Now you say, preacher, do you fall short? Yes, I do. But you know where I find myself? Back on my knees,
amen,
crying out to an almighty God.
Amen.
He knows what you're going to do. In fact, I remember reading the Old Testament where God said he repented of himself and even created mankind. And so I'm glad today they looked down some 2,000 years down the road and said, I must prepare a way that this old boy could get back right with me. Amen. And because of what he did upon the cross of Calvary, I am justified,
amen,
by faith, amen. Not my works, amen. Not because I look good, because I done felt it a long time ago, but because He justified me.
That's right.
By my faith, I am what I am. Trusting in God has made us righteous. You're a new creature tonight if you've been born again.
That's right.
You no longer serve sin. You see, for a long time, we were led by our conscience. You do what you think is right and what's wrong. I forget who made that. It's not a minute ago. But how some people think just because that they are rewarded with good things, it's just by Mother Nature or by some kind of other great higher power. Oh, that's nonsense. But God help us to get a burden to reach people that way. We ought to laugh at them or cast them away. Love them and teach them about a man named Jesus.
Right.
Teach them about righteousness. Teach them about the kind of faith that we have. Justified by faith. If you have the faith, the Bible says a grain of mustard seed.
Yes.
You can say to yonder mountain to be there removed.
Yeah.
Mountain moving faith.
Oh, yes.
So we're justified not by our works, not by our church membership, not because of what we drive, not because of our job title, but we're justified by our faith.
Right.
Because God has made us righteous.
Amen.
We ought to walk like we're righteous. Oh, God, help us to walk righteous and upright.
Right.
Help our light to be a light to some soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have daily faith. Preacher, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I started to look up some examples in the scripture, and the Holy Spirit, Brother Tommy, just spoke to me. You ever have the Holy Spirit just speak to you?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. He said, knowing that we can't, and that He can.
Right.
Here's a good illustration. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 7. Once again, Brother Tom, you've been hitting all of my messages tonight. You read a man named Noah. Noah preached 120 years. Prepare your way. The flood's coming.
Yeah, that's right.
Noah never heard of, or never seen rain, never seen no thunder, never saw an ark, didn't know what an ark was. But all Noah had to do was say, okay, God, if this is what you want, let's get to business. He didn't have Google. He didn't have engineering to draw him up no blueprints. God spoke to him, and he said, God, if this is what you want, let's get to business. Number 7, verse 11. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, there's the faith,
yeah,
of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Another great ingredient, the reason we get up here and preach is because it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Hey, men and brothers have a great responsibility to get up here and do. So he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
That's right.
Can I tell you tonight, church, there's plenty of times in our lives do we feel like giving up. We find ourselves, just like you've been saying the whole time, we are just give up preaching. Ain't nobody going to come to church. Might as well just shut the doors down. Might as well quit trying to be a light to the world. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit begins to move inside of you and says, you have no reason to quit. I brought you from my kind of garbage. Go out and do something for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking, we want to quit. That kind of faith, the daily faith we're preaching about right here, it begins to stir some inside of you and gives you a reason to go on.
Amen.
And you realize we can't, but he can. I've wondered so many times, what am I going to get to preach on tonight? What am I going to say? I ain't saying nothing. It's all him.
Right.
The daily faith. You say, preacher, what can I do for Jesus? Just stand.
Yeah.
When all else fails, just stand.
Be faithful.
And be. You want to get up and help me preach tonight, brother?
Amen.
God loves a faithful servant. And if we would just be obedient and stand and be faithful and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Give me something to do.
Amen.
I promise you, he'll reward you. He'll give you the words to say.
Right.
You say, I can't preach. I tell you, there's plenty of places to sit back in the pews and amen to preach and raise your hand.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time to stand and sing the songs of praise. You say, preacher, I've never cut a CD. Can I tell you, it does God's heart good to look down and see his servants begin to sing up praises and worship to him and glorify him, begin to weep and cry because they know where they was when they were lost. They know where they are tonight is because of the grace of God. They know and realize where they are tonight. It's because they had faith in the one that could save them and pull them out of the miry pit of hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Daily faith. Knowing that we can't, but he can. There's been plenty of people that come to me. Preacher, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? What do you think about this? Let's get a hold of God. Let's get a hold of the one that does have the answer.
Amen.
It may not be the answer that we want. It may not be the answer we want to hear. But praise God, we're going to have the kind of faith and says, Lord, if this is what you want, so be it. We can't change it no way. We can't do nothing at all to change the will of God no way. The Bible says he's got great plans for you. He has a big plan for you. He has thoughts of peace. It's not his will that any man should perish. But that all should come to knowledge of repentance and receive faith. Faith. So you look here in verse number 7 again, and it says, by faith Noah being warned. You're going to warn people. You're going to preach. You're going to witness. He ain't coming. They've been saying that for years. He ain't coming. You got to keep the faith.
Amen.
Regardless of what Satan blows in your ear, you've got to keep the faith.
Yeah.
By faith, Noah being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. That's a whole mess in itself, brother, right there.
Yeah.
Let me let you know something. The ark, the box was made with and without pitch. Can I remind you what the Bible says about Jesus? He's the propitiation for our sins. He is the covering. He is our safe place. And so, beloved, when you get outside and you get weary in the journey and weary in the way, have the same amount of faith. Amen. Go back to the time that God arrested you. You didn't save him, he saved you. You didn't change him, he changed you. Amen. Go back to the very time and place that God arrested your heart and made you a new creature, and have the same kind and amount of faith. If God can do that, he can do anything.
Amen.
That's right.
But you got to have the faith. Saving faith, justifying faith, and the daily faith. If you're lacking on them, ask for them.
That's right. God help us.
He's more than able.
Amen.
Brother, that's all I've got tonight.
Thank you.
I'll tell you this, I'm going to let you come up and do what God had to do.
Amen.
When I first started preaching, I done good to spend 10 minutes. But you know something God taught me a long time ago? There can be more said in 5 and 10 minutes than an hour and a half message.
Amen.
Having the ability and having an office. Just shut up.
Help me.
I'll give you what God gave me. If Brother Tom and Brother Rich want to come up here and preach an hour and a half, I'll be here till the door shut.
Yeah.
But if you have any need at all, have the faith.
Amen.
Have the faith.
Amen.
He's more than able. Brother Thomas, your brother.
Come get a song. I want to give an invitation tonight. Just give you an opportunity. I don't know your heart. You may be this close. You may be right on the edge of saying, Lord, I need you right now. Now's the time to exercise that little faith that you have. You believe in him? Believe unto salvation. Believe that he can save you. Believe that he can redeem you. He can do it. Stand with us as we sing.